It's the Six Songs Podcast from Hamilton Underground Press.
All right, welcome to the third episode of Six Songs. You're with Ian.
And Rob. Hello.
And we're going to do the usual thing of playing six songs. So we've chosen three songs each, one from Hamilton, or Hamilton-related, one from New Zealand, and one which can be basically random.
One utterly random song.
Yeah.
So this is the truth. And we're having a few technical difficulties, so we're going in via a different input today. So apologies if our normal clarity is not there. That's a concern. But we're just going to plough on regardless while the other mic is being fixed up and stuff. Yes.
And it's the music that's most important. So
very much so. Very much so. This is our umpteenth time at doing it. But anyway, here we go.
Yeah. I don't even think we need to bother contriving a rock, paper, scissors because we've already done it. We've done it on our previous try.
We have done it.
So I'm going to declare Rob the winner.
I was the winner after a scissors all draw.
Mm-hmm.
It was then a scissor beating paper in the secondary, whatever you call that, thingamajig. And so I get to go first. And my first track is by a band that played at Future City Festival last year. And they were really rather good indeed. This is a track by Sports. Big Fresh. from an EP I bought last year when they played at Future City Festival. I thought they were very good, by the way.
Yes, I was tired by the time they played. They played last. They were the last.
I think they did. They did, actually.
They're basically the headliners.
That's right. They played last on the Saturday.
And I remember being exhausted watching them. I was so looking forward to seeing them because I basically loved that song.
Yeah,
I was just too exhausted to really
very cool
enjoy
track.
It.
Yeah. Of course, either all or most of them played earlier in the day as two cartoons who have been playing around the place again, and they were amazing as well. I remember they got everyone kind of within their grasp. Yeah, they were great.
I can't remember that.
No, I'm looking forward to finding the equivalent of them at this year's Future City, which is of course March the 9th and 10th here in Hamilton CBD.
Yeah, we need to start pushing that more on these.
Yeah, we do.
We should have a special podcast. Special
21 songs.
21 songs.
Something like that. Good. Anyway, enough banter. What's your first song?
Oh, right. So, we were going to do this about a week ago, but we had some technical difficulties. So, this was supposed to be recorded the day after I went and saw Anthony Tonin at the Meteor. So, it's now been a week ago, but... yeah, so I'm going to start off with the title track off, it was the first sort of release since he started playing what he called the Robots. So basically now he's got, sort of into much more synthesizers than he had in the past. And the lead single with these Robots is Two Free Hands. So I'm going to play that one.
Cool.
Ask her what she'd like to be, and she stares at her hands. 10 million years passing by in my mind. The suspension in the arches of her feet, the development of her spine that led her to stand. So many of these kids, they are like seals on the land. They feel the beauty of their movements in a sea that won't let them breathe. And here she stands with her free hands, with her two free hands.
Two free hands for her two free hands for her two
All right, so that was Anthony Tonin, and that was a song called Two Free Hands, which he's basically been touring around the country at the moment. So he's been playing a lot of theatres around the place. So he played at our Meteor Theatre, and he was talking about how much he enjoyed playing at our theatre. It was set up very nicely with tiered sort of seating and nice kind of black curtains in behind. And, you know, kind of had quite an intimate feel to it.
Right.
And so he's been playing around the country. He played in Whanganui in their space centre there.
I didn't even know there was a space centre.
It's quite a cool space centre, actually. You go in and, you know, it's one of those ones you sit at the seats and it's all really dark inside. And from memory, I think they project things all on the roof.
Okay.
And you're watching things on the roof. And yeah, so he was talking about what a cool place that was. So yeah, it's just a really sort of intimate kind of performance.
He performed solo. He's doing everything.
He performs solo, does everything himself. So I think I mentioned at the start of the song that he now uses what he calls his robots. So basically, he does, you know, sort of most of his stuff on a synth. He still jumps off the synth and gets onto his guitar every now and then.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that song, if you listen to it really closely, if you listen to the choruses, you'll hear a female singing there, and that is Anna Coddington, Hamilton Girls High School student, who was in a band called Handsome Jeffrey here back in the early 90s, and still gone on to be a reasonably successful solo performer. And I know she actually gets a lot of voice work, I think, singing on people's recordings, and she's popped up all over the place, I think maybe even on some dimmer recordings and stuff like that as well. Yeah.
Cool. I need to listen again. I didn't pick it up. But I'm sure if I listen again, I would do. Oh, that's really neat. And you enjoyed the show? Oh,
the show was good. Yeah, the show was really good. So, it was quite intimate. I got there sort of early enough, so some people didn't get the memo that it was sort of kicking off, you know, just after 8. It was like a theatre performance. So, I got there reasonably early, just before the massive storm hit. And, very wet people come in and then... And then, yeah, during the performance, you know, there were obviously a few people who didn't realise that it was kind of kicking off at, you know, just after 8 when most people seemed to be there and, the few people that walked in through the performance. But,
A Dunedinite, I believe.
Dunedinite. And Auckland for a little while. And and then now he's based in Whanganui, where I think he says it has quite a good arty community.
Yeah, as I understand. And we did a piece with him on HamiltonUndergroundPress.com. Absolutely. Just before that show, which was a good read, seemed like a nice fella.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone is going to Hamilton Underground Press and reading all the articles.
Well, let's hope so. Plug.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good articles in there.
Very good
interviews.
Very highbrow and enough lowbrow, if that's your thing as well. Good, okay, so this is my next song. There are New Zealand songs done,
yes,
I think. This is just the way it's happening. This is not planned. But this is my Hamilton song, and it's got a similar feel. I'll just play it and we can talk about it in a little while. This is The Deadly Deaths and a track called See the World.
You gotta go.
listening to the Six Songs podcast from Hamilton Underground Press.
See the World by the Deadly Deaths, a track you like.
It's magnificent, and love their sort of mini album as well. I'm not sure if it's an EP or an album. It's kind of somewhere in between.
I don't know. Seven songs on it. Brilliant. I think that came out probably 2007, 2008. Yes, Hamilton Band, Nick Feist, Tuhu Mutu, and Bevan, whose surname I should know, but I don't. Sorry, Bevan. Sincere apologies, but a really cool song. I remember when I heard it, I was new to New Zealand, and lots of people were talking about their OE, which for those people that aren't in New Zealand means an overseas experience. So lots of young Kiwis generally bugger off and do something interesting when they're in their youth. And that kind of tied in nicely with lots of people I got to know in Hamilton leaving to go and do their OE, to go and see the world. And I think it's a lovely track, and it also reminds me positively about moving here and people going off and adventuring here. But a really cool track. I think it fitted quite nicely with the one before, by coincidence, the old synths and whatnot.
So you don't have an equivalent OE. I mean, I know you went off across the Europe and worked. So
I did, but it wasn't really so much a thing here. It's kind of like an ingrained thing. Like before, that's my take on it anyway.
So it's something I did. I stayed in school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, people would go and you kind of tend to go on holiday away for the weekend to visit cities around Europe or London and all the rest of it. But wouldn't necessarily go and live somewhere else for a year.
Yeah,
people do, of course.
The thing is, I guess, you know, you grew up in Wales, and everything in Europe is so close, I guess, and so cheap to go to. It's not like, you know, here. It's a big, you know, it's still quite a big thing to go overseas.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive, so it's not like you can just hop across to the continent.
This is true. No, not without a lot of money and a lot of effort.
Yeah. So how about those videos of the Deadly Deaths? Have you watched those? The See the World one is all kind of stop motion.
It is. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
very good link.
They did three very good videos.
They did.
Off that album.
YouTube will be your friend there.
Go give them a watch. I think Rob should go give them a watch as well after we've finished all this to remind himself.
I will do.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great videos and great songs, Reunion, please. Nick and Tu and Bevan, thank you very much. Anyway, we're doing a lot of talking today.
We are, actually.
Conscious of that. So I'm going
to... Probably the worst time to do it, given that...
I reckon, given that the mic is sounding like we're in the toilet.
Yes, or a fishbowl. Yeah.
We're not in either, to be honest. We're in the normal place. But anyway, your song, go.
All right, so going to change it around a little bit. So, I'm not sure if there's synths in this song or not. I can't remember. we'll hear rather soon anyway. So this is a song by a band from Auckland anyway, and they're called Ocean Beach, and this song is called Inverse.
Yeah.
So that was Ocean Beach with a song that is spelled inverse, but I think it's actually probably pronounced inverse because, as you'll hear, it was all about Invercargill.
Ah.
And that is, I understand, where the band members originally come from. Cool. So they've moved up to Auckland. And the whole band is kind of, you know, the band name as well sort of relates to their upbringing in the south, the deep south. Ocean Beach was named after a freezing works down there that was apparently closed down years ago and had quite an effect, you know, not just on the town down there. I think it was in Bluff, but also personally on one of the band members as well. So, so one thing that drew me to that band was their listed influences on Facebook. So if you look at the influences, it's things like Jesus and Mary Chain, The Fall, Mogwai, Pavement, Mogwai, good bands like that. And then they mix in with things like Roxy Music, The Cars, and Hot Chocolate there as well. Well, quite a diverse array of influences, but some bands that I know that we quite love.
Well, they definitely come through in the song. We were just saying very Dunedin-y sound, but obviously even more south than that. Cool. I like it a lot.
I like it too.
I will check that out.
So fairly new band. I think that was released in the late 2016, early 2017. I'm not sure if they've done too much yet, but yeah, have to sort of keep an eye out, or an ear out, I should say, and see what else they've got.
Keep everything out.
Yeah.
Almost everything. You get arrested for that. Good. Righto. So that was both of our New Zealand tracks, and now we're on to the random ones.
That was my random track. I've had two
different
tracks.
I like it. Confusing me as well.
Yeah, I think we're three songs there.
Less talking because the mic's crap. Sorry, everyone, about the mic. We'll fix that up. But hopefully our really amazing patois will keep you going. I'm going to play my final track. This is a song by one of my favourite bands from my homeland. This is Gorky's Like My... No! Zy Monkey, Gorky's Zygotic Monkey, and Hush the Warmth.
So hush the warmth will go.
Gorgie's Agate Monkey and Hush the Warmth. What do you reckon?
It's good. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those slow burners. Like, you know, you have to listen to it, the podcast through a few more times. And
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
how do you spell it, Ben? Then?
Well, I got right. So Gorkys, Gorkys. Zygotic is Zygotic. And then monkey is Mynci. Monkey. They are brilliant. I remember the first time I saw them was in Blackwood Miners Institute in South Wales, which is close to where I'm from, supporting Super Furry Animals. And it was a Sunday night, and they just came on and absolutely wrecked the place. They were incredible. Absolutely magnificent band. And I've seen them many times since. I actually played with them in one of my old bands in Wales at a festival in Porthmadog called Miri Madog Festival, and stood side of stage watching them in awe.
So are they still around, or are they long gone?
I don't believe that they're going as the band anymore, but Euros Childs, who's the singer and main songwriter, definitely releases stuff. I follow him on Twitter. I can't remember what his handle is, but he's certainly releasing stuff. I think he had an album out last year, Euros as in Euros,
right.
Childs as in children, spelled incorrectly. Plural of child, but not children. And yeah, fantastic. I love that band a lot, I have to say. A lot of time for them. I've got their very first EP up. Oh, I think it's the first EP up there called something in Welsh, but it's called Women Doing Each Other's Hair. Right. In Welsh, it's fantastic. And that's a song for a future podcast. Anyway, lots of waffle and the mic's not very good, so I will stop. That's my random song for this episode.
And it was song number five.
It was.
If I count correctly.
Yes, indeed.
So we're up to the final song, which is my Hamilton song, or Hamilton-related at least. So this song is going to be by a band called Grok, who were formed in Hamilton and won the 1996 Battle of the Bands, Contact FM Battle of the Bands here in Hamilton. Moved to London for a number of years, came back and did a show with us. In one part, and now are back based in London. So this is a song that they released in 2008 called Pink Shirt.
I wanna know why that is.
Right, so that was Pink Shirt by Grok, and that was off their 2008 album Ruined Music for Everyone. So, as I mentioned, they were formed in Hamilton, and at that stage, you know, they released their first album, which was called Bubbles and Noises from the Aquarium. Oh. And at that time, you know, they, you know, sort of did the traditional, like, actually, you know, practicing songs and performing songs that are on the album. But since then, they've basically gone completely improv, and you know, improv sounds terrible, but you know, that song there was entirely improvised, and, you know, they record things pretty much on the spot, or just, you know, make things up live in the studio.
Yeah.
And at the moment, they're actually got a residency at a movie theater.
I saw that on Facebook actually, because I followed them there.
Yeah, so they basically they play black and white movies in this movie theater in London called Genesis Cinema. They go through and just perform a live soundtrack, like, you know, they might have done back in the day with these.
Pretty cool, eh? I like that. Yeah, that is really neat. Cool. Very good. I remember that show very well. That was an awesome show.
It was an excellent show. It was
2015.
One of our first shows. Certainly one of the first after I got involved with Hamilton Underground Press. And so they had, I think, the Wheel of Chordal Destiny there, didn't they? So
That's right.
They spin the wheel and determine what chord they're going to make up the song
on. That's right.
Get ideas from the audience, like, what are we going to sing the song about? And then they just do it.
Excellent stuff.
And it works. Far better than it sounds.
Than you'd imagine, that's right. Very good. Okay, I think we're at the end of the third show.
We are. That's
Thank you for that. What were your three songs?
My three songs were Anthony Tonin's Two Free Hands. I had Invers by Ocean Beach, and then Pink Shirt by Grok.
Very good. And I had Porky's Zygotic Monkey, Hush the Warmth, Big Fresh by Sports, and The Deadly Death, See the World. Six fine songs. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back soon, hopefully with better mics and stuff. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the Six Songs podcast from Hamilton Underground Press. You can find us online at hamiltonundergroundpress.com.